Welcome in, listeners. This is Colin and Matt here for the Busby Bay podcast.
Yo.
And pretty nice opening weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't hope for better. It's just, you know, it's nice to start off on a good note. Let's keep it going. Get a good run of games in the beginning of the season. We started the game pretty well. I think we'll see how the punch in the first half in all of our games in the beginning of the season. I really think it's like the first half and the beginning of the season. It's just how we start everything off. And if we could fix those problems, I really think that, like, you know, I think that people could talk about us, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, I'm not going to say too much, you know, it's the first game, you know.
I mean, if we're talking about, you know, checklist for trying to become title contenders, you need players with the it factor. And Bruno Fernandes saving his
check,
first
check,
career,
and check.
First Man Pogba United
had
hat
four
trick.
Checks. Bruno had three checks.
Yeah, it was a good day. Mason Greenwood even playing as a center forward and pretty well as a center forward. He had really good movement.
Yeah.
He got the eventually winning goal to get us back in front right after Leeds equalized. Right. And, I mean, it...
Kid could just finish, dude. We were talking about that the other day. That angle is just nutty.
Yeah, it's really cool to see how the rest of his game has grown so much since, you know, he was the teenager who first came on. But the one thing that has always been the same is that he can hit that ball and he knows where the goal is. I mean, he just shoots so hard. It's like, even if a keeper usually gets a touch on it or something, it's likely to still go past him.
Also, he had three shots, like, pre-10 minutes, like, and they were, like, decent ones. Like, the one, if he could have actually gotten it, like, under control, it kind of, like, bounced off the defender. Like, the defender got to it, and it just kind of bounced off Mason, and he couldn't really, like, even shoot, even though it kind of looked like a shot. But to be honest, like, it wasn't far. Like, keeper had to make a, you know, circus save to keep it out either way.
Yeah, and there's another one a couple minutes after that where Bruno just put one on a plate right in front of goal. It was just, you know, a few inches away from getting a touch on it.
Yeah.
And it's at that sort of range that, you know, you get any sort of touch, it's probably going on target.
Dude, oh man. I really, go ahead, Colin.
I was just going to say, like, I mean, we've had nice wins to start the season before, but how does this feel like compared to, you know, beating Chelsea 4-0, you know, a couple of years ago where it was exciting?
Pogba had
but...
four assists.
Yeah.
Pogba had four assists. That's the answer. Whatever follow up it is, it's Pogba had four assists, man.
Yeah.
He had three last season. Season.
Yeah.
Underline, bold, italicized, whatever the.
I mean,
whatever the hell you want to say, like, literally, season.
I just feel, too, that,
like
there's,
come
so,
on, man.
There's so fewer, like, holes in the squad now, too, compared, I mean, you know, 3 years ago or whatever was when we did that podcast where we went through the entire squad and we're like, all right, what do we need to upgrade on? And there were maybe, like, three or four players that were like, yeah, we can keep them in the squad or in the first team. And now we're at a point where, you know, we're winning 5-1 on opening day, but we don't even, I mean... We don't get Rashford back till October. Jadon Sancho didn't start. Rafael Varane didn't start. Edinson Cavani just got back, so he wasn't available either. Like, Anthony Martial didn't start. There's just this litany of talent that has yet to be featured, and we're still going out and beating a team 5-1.
Oh, man. And just seeing, like, how happy Bruno, like, the smile on his face made it, like, oh, man. Oh, man. Oh gosh, dude, all the feels. The fans were back, man. Oh man, hearing them chant his name. Oh man, I got bumps. Oh man, I got goosebumps like several times. It was, and the Varane revealing was that was something. That was pretty neat.
One of our writers, Sue Wade, said in the Slack channel today, like, maybe this should be like the standard now for marquee signings. We reveal them on opening day in front of Old Trafford. It was just so like I mean, it's kind of incredible that we got Varane in the first place because we've been linked with him for a decade now. And he comes in as one of the most...
He confirmed that Fergie came to his house.
Yeah, in it was like 2011.
Yeah.
And yeah, you'll like this one. Guess what defender we signed that summer? It's Phil Jones.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. There was something on Twitter going around yesterday that was like the reason they didn't sign Varane that year was because they had already spent money on Phil Jones, but I'm pretty sure it was just Real Madrid came calling.
Yeah, 100%.
But you know, he's ours now. He's wearing number 19. But even strange. I mean, the player that most people think he's going to replace, Victor Lindelof, played a hell of a ball for Bruno's hat trick goal.
Yeah, dude, that was But in open play, right? We were talking about this. In open play, it makes sense.
Yeah.
When teams are sitting back, you know, like our, you know, it doesn't work the same way. Lindelof is able to make that pass because leads were open and they're attacking the entire game. We're not going to have, how many games are we going to have like that this season?
Right.
Like, and, maybe 17, 18 games. Like, let's be real. Like, let's say, like, the top seven with maybe, like, another Leeds, like, thrown in there, right? Like,
I mean, it's kind of frustrating,
within the top seven, I think that we're going to have games like that, but we got to have... I guess the pragmatic teams, we have to have things that we got to be able to break them down. And I think our width now will be able to do that. It just depends on what kind of football Ollie also wants to play. I really just want to see a 4-3-3. I really just want to see a 4-3-3. That's all.
We're not going to be able to score those kind of goals against like Burnley.
No, hell no.
But I mean, going to 4-3-3, I guess this was something that was like rumored to be shifting in the summer, that Ollie wants to play more that way. But of course, we don't have a defensive midfielder that can hold things down while two attacking midfielders go forward. But you can see with, you know, what he was trying to do in the preseason a little bit with Donny, and then in this game with Pogba, he is really emphasizing having another creator alongside Bruno put in space and, you know, able to influence the game. And that's, I mean, Pogba drifted centrally for a lot of this game.
Dude, if we're able to do it, I think we don't have a quote unquote CDM, and we just put Donny at the deeper midfielder spot.
Oh God, that's
we have.
I mean,
with Varane and Maguire, I don't know.
I mean, having a back four that defends well against a high line, like, really will help. I think you're right about that.
I think it's matchup dependent. I think it's very matchup dependent. I'm not saying it works for every game, but
yeah, it's. I mean, if we're really gonna go at someone, I can see.
I just haven't played FIFA in a long time, Colin. All right. Don't give me shit, man. All right. Like, I'm just. It would be fun in FIFA. All right.
I feel like Pogba would probably be the deeper if you're going to have all three of them on, but even Pogba doesn't really like to defend.
I don't like that, no.
Donny, I mean, he likes to get forward. He likes to get into the box, which is why playing him and Bruno at the same time is going to be different with, you know, one of them being on either side of a midfield three, because Bruno likes to have that space as well. I mean, that the middle of the park is like his area.
Yeah. That's why it would really be like a 4-1-1 or a 4-1-4-1. Yeah. 4-1-4-1 almost. Yeah. Yeah, because you would have like Bruno occupying a 10, Pogba being behind him-ish, and then a CDM ? Or you have a CDM along Pogba, you know, like, I don't know. Pogba's I don't want him to be on the left wing, but I mean, like, he did stuff.
Yeah, he had four assists.
You know, I mean, yeah. It's just like, I don't want that to be the thing. I just hope this gives Pogba like confidence to be like, all right, this year, like, we got playmakers.
Yeah,
we did that in Jadon Sancho, like, barely played. Varane didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, we've got talent.
Bruno smashed that goal, dude.
Yeah.
I had to watch it again, dude. He smashed it, dude.
I think that's one of those two that by the time he hit it, I mean, by that point in the game even, he was just vibing. I mean, he was so high on scoring those first two goals.
And yeah.
We were just in such good form. And chances were really falling our way. You know, it really felt like we were going to beat him by that much.
When's the last time a player scored a hat trick for us, dude?
So I was thinking about this. I think it's Rashford against Leipzig last season. I can't remember anyone else scoring a hat trick last season. I was trying to think if Cavani did it, but I don't think he did.
No, I think he's gotten several braces.
Yeah, like not on his teeth.
Or his legs, as far as we know.
Yeah. And then before that, I guess, was Anthony Martial against Sheffield United. But I do remember when that happened, that was like one of those lockdown games. That was the first.
True.
That was the first Premier League hat trick.
I forgot about that one.
Martial's hat trick against Sheffield United was their first Premier League hat trick for Manchester United since Robin van Persie on the day that United won the league in 2013. So the only hat tricks since then in the Premier League, Anthony Martial, and then Bruno Fernandes last weekend against Leeds United. So, I mean, this is not the first time we've scored five goals under Ollie, too. I mean, this is a team that likes to smash teams, which was not really the case under Louis van Gaal or Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, I just... Sorry, I was looking at our schedule and I lost train of thought. Sorry.
No, you're good. Speaking of Premier League schedule, though, I wanted to give you the opportunity to, because we missed the season preview with you. What are your expectations for the Premier League this season? I mean, improving on last season would be improving on second place, so that's a pretty tall order. But
so we just win, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean. More points than last year. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like that's it's weird to say reasonable. Not because I'm lowering my expectations, but I think people don't expect us to win the title, and I think that's why we could. But we have to play very cleanly, and this team isn't completely meshed together yet. I think it will quickly. You know, like, we have a lot of skill. We have a lot of skill. A lot of skill on the ball. It's pretty dumb how much skill on the ball we have. We just have to play consistent. And let's see how set pieces go. It's kind of what I want to see us improve on. I think if we improve on set pieces, we will have more points.
We got a set piece coach in the off season as well, brought in from Chelsea.
I know. And so I want to see if this is this going to help?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm hopeful, you know, like, I'm giving them a chance, you know, but, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, Leeds had, what, three or four corners, and they had a couple free kicks against us, and none of them ever really looked like they troubled us too much. It did look like, in transition, they could have scored maybe a second or third goal, but we lucked out a little bit on those.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Whatever, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
And, but you know, when you got a four-goal lead, you know, you can
Exactly. Well, I did love, we were 4-1 up and Bruno has the ball. And there's nobody on the right. There's, like, nobody doing anything. And he's like, hello? He's like, who's here? He's like, hello? And we still got a goal off of, I think, the build up. I think that was a Fred goal on the build up. Might have not been. Might have been a different chance. But
yeah.
I love to see that though. I love to see the, hey, what are you doing? Why aren't we doing more? I just, oh man. I'm so happy that, like, I really wanted Bruno and I didn't think that we would get him. And it fell through, right? And then we got him and I was just like over the moon, and I'm just even more over the moon that he's been successful.
I mean, this guy's a superstar, right? Like,
he's crazy, dude.
He's on track to be one of our greatest ever players. And there's actually
people that do not like him. There's actually people that do not rate him and then are like, he's a garbage player. And I'm just like, okay. Do you even understand? Like, anything? Right.
Like, I mean, the last player of, like, his caliber that we had was maybe, like, 2010, 2011 Wayne Rooney. You know, like, he's that influential. He's that good in attacking spaces. He'll just move all over the place. I mean, and he scores so many goals, and they look great. Like, I watched his.
He makes it look easy,
so
dude.
Many times. Yeah.
And he smashes them, dude. Like, he's not a big dude. He just knows. He just knows.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
You were right. I was right.
I always love to say I told you so, Colin. If I ever had the opportunity.
Stretford Paddock, this is not a ad plug or anything, but they have a merch store, and they have one that's like a Stone Roses design, and it kind of twists the lyrics from Sally Cinnamon, where it's like, until Sally, I was never happy, to until Bruno, I was never happy. I really want to get one of those shirts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. They've got a couple. I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah, so Stretford Paddock, you know, check them out.
Yeah. So, Colin, how many games do you think we go until we lose? Or draw? Let's go.
Let me see.
I think six.
You think six? You think we win six straight to start the season?
Yes. Oh, wait. No, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think we could win. Yeah, I think 7. 8?
Yeah. I mean, Southampton are really bad this year. They sold a lot of players and didn't replace any of them. I think that we do win that one.
I don't know. I think
anytime James Ward-Prowse gets free kicks against us, they go in. So as long as we don't foul them around the box. Wolves are tricky. I mean, they gave Leicester a lot of problems, but they couldn't score. So Newcastle are bad. West Ham pretty good. Aston Villa didn't look great on opening day, but they brought a lot of talented players in this summer, and I think they mesh sooner rather than later.
Everton's still meshing, I think.
It was preseason, but we did
smash them.
Yeah, we did. Leicester, pretty good. I mean, Liverpool, this run in October to November is absolutely brutal. Leicester City, Liverpool, Tottenham, Manchester City, Watford, Chelsea,
Arsenal.
I mean, I don't know if we can include Arsenal in that group anymore, but, I mean, we haven't beaten them in 2 years now, so who knows.
That is at Old Trafford, that first one. But also, that Liverpool game is at Old Trafford, and that's right before my birthday, so it'd be a great birthday present.
Yeah. That's around the time we get Rashford back. I don't know if he would go right into the starting lineup. They may, like, ease him into it, but I mean, that's a pretty nice player to get back at that point.
Leicester City at King Power is a little tricky.
Yeah.
That's going to be Jamie Vardy's a robot.
I think I'm going to say that we go undefeated until either Everton or Leicester. I think we drop one of those.
Where is Everton? Oh, that's at Old Trafford. Nah, hell nah. Fans are back, dude. Fuck that. We win that.
Not letting Rafa get a W at Old Trafford.
Hell no. And that's weird. I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, we...
dude, as soon as he starts being successful, the Everton fans are like, he's in on it!
Yeah, right.
Get him out! Like, get this guy out!
Secret agent Rafa.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel positive about this season, and, you know, winning 5-1 on opening day probably exacerbated that. I think it's probably better if we lose.
Dude, we don't even have Varane. Varane didn't even play, and Sancho didn't even start. Like, dude, you kidding me, dude? You kidding me, dude? We're forced to be reckoned with, dude.
And
wearing it across my freaking forehead this season, dude.
I just gotta
get ready to take the shit.
38 wins straight in the league this season. I'm going for it.
Okay, let's simmer down there. Big shoots. Yeah.
I do think we should probably lose sometime before that tough run of fixtures in October and November, just so that we get grounded a little bit. But, I mean, I feel positive. And Champions League draw is next week, so we'll find out our group. And those games are going to start to be sprinkled in there. So, like, September, October, November, December. Yeah,
I can't wait to see this team play. And Rashi isn't even back, dude. I hope they just doesn't rush it. I hope he isn't involved with international England things at all. so bad. I'm so worried about that.
We talked about that on the phone today, but I'm not ready for England.
I'm so worried about it. Oh, God. Southgate. He's going to play him, dude. He's going to be like, oh, you have a cast on your arm? You can still play, right?
To be fair, Rashford barely played at the Euros, so maybe Southgate won't play him.
No, that's why he will play him now, even if he is hurt.
Oh, you're back from the surgery that I didn't let you have? All right, get in there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to be fair, Rash was probably like, no, he
just wanted to go to the Euros.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Which I probably would too. I mean, if I was in his position.
Yeah, 1,000%, dude. There's no reason you don't want to go to the Euros. Yeah, 100%, dude.
I guess to sum up this podcast, good vibes.
Yeah, 100%. I really think that we're gonna be forced to be reckoned with this season, as long as we can find consistency. We have to find the consistency that Liverpool and Man City have found.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years, we just have to. Oh. If we have to, we have to achieve that. And I know that's a thing, but man, like, we've got like a starting 11. Like, I think that we're just like, yeah, this is the starting 11.
Like, we might have a couple now. I mean, with how many forwards we've got.
Yeah, 100%. I think that CDM is a little tricky. Midfield's a little tricky, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think that, I don't know. We'll see, I guess. That's all I can say.
I mean, these last couple of years, we've gotten close to winning a trophy a couple times, and
I feel like we've got to win a trophy this season for Oliver.
I mean, we got to get over the line. We got to see it to believe it, you know?
100%. But, to be honest, dude, like, I've been backing Ollie pretty much the whole time. I think he's gotten rid of players. I think that he could get rid of some more. But I do think that, like, think about it, dude. Like, dude, Ashley Young isn't on this team. Lukaku isn't on this team. Fellaini isn't on this team. Darmian isn't on this team.
Don't put Lukaku in a group with Matteo Sanchez.
Okay. I'm just saying all of the, okay. I'm just saying that it didn't fit him, and Ollie knew, so he was like, "Hey, man, you need to go," and he was like, "Yeah, you're right."
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like that's what I mean. Like in general. Okay, you're right. I shouldn't put Lukaku there because I like Lukaku. I didn't mean to disrespect my boy. Okay. Like I do like Lukaku. I have one of his shirts. But anyways, like Ollie did get rid of a lot of players. Like he has really changed the culture. You know what I mean? Like and a lot of people don't realize, like, I do think that in years past, a lot of managers still didn't get they got some people, they got a lot of guys in, but they got a lot of guys chilling. You know, like I do still think we need to get some of these other guys off. We need to get Pereira out. Lingard, like, he needs to tell Jesse, hey, dude, you're not going to play. Like, I still don't understand why Jesse thinks that he's going to get time. Maybe he thinks he's going to get time in, like, reserves for Champions League, maybe? Maybe that's interesting? Maybe? Maybe that's what he's thinking? Maybe?
I mean,
watch him be, like a weird genius when Jesse Lingard comes in and scores a brace when we need him to or something. Like, you know, something really stupid and we're just like, oh, we knew it the whole time. You know,
comes off favorite. The bench, beat Real
yeah.
Madrid.
Yeah. Something stupid. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I could see something like that happening. And everybody's like, ah, Messi Lingard, he's back. I scored a worldie. Like, nah. But Pereira, you know, I mean, Phil Jones, dude. I will take the L on Pereira. I do think that he was just – also, he's kind of just a punk. I don't think he really, like, wants to learn. I think he just likes being a part of Manchester United and a big name.
Yeah.
I thought he had potential, but I think he just screwed around too much.
He's another one of those where, like, the stories are like, you know, he wants to stay and fight for a place, but it's like – if Jesse Lingard doesn't have a place in this team, Andres Pereira definitely does not have a place in this team.
Yeah, 1,000%, because he's just a weird, like, when you can play, like, four midfielders, Andres Pereira is, like, the fourth midfielder that you play, right? Like, that's the kind of system that he plays under, and
if everyone is injured, Andres Pereira will play, but, you know, God willing,
we'll get Garner to come in before Pereira plays, dude. No, 1,000% Ollie plays Garner before he plays Pereira. I would put money on that shit too. I would put money on that. It's right here. You heard it here first. Like, there's no way that Ollie play. No way. Right? No, not in a Premier League. Maybe FA Cup. Maybe.
Nah, probably
FA Cup. Probably. FA Cup. Maybe.
I would play James Garner over Pereira in a Premier League game.
Do what?
I would play James Garner over Pereira in a Premier League game.
Oh, 1,000%. I don't think that Pereira would play. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't think either of them really will play in a Premier League game. I don't know. Maybe towards the end of the season, if points are decided, maybe, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but.
But yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I have one question to ask you. Okay. But while we're going for prospective things for the season, if you don't mind.
Is this Fergie time?
Sure. This is going to be Fergie time. Okay. So who is your youth player to come through this season? What's your prediction?
Does Mason Greenwood count?
No. Get out of here. Yeah, if you consider Axel Tuinzebe a youth player.
We consider
him a youth player.
We had someone on Twitter ask us a question like this when Polly, Nathan, and I did an episode a while back. And none of us really knew because, like, at the time, everyone was in the squad because no one had gone out on loan yet. But I think Anthony Elanga is looking pretty good. I mean, he knows where the goal is. He scored last season in the last game of the season.
Problem is we don't need forwards.
No, we don't, but
I don't see where he gets time either.
I mean, we've got Rashford hurt now, and Martial hasn't really come back yet. So he could maybe come off the bench. I think he would start like a League Cup game or something like that. And if he takes those opportunities to impress, kind of like Greenwood did in his like breakthrough season, maybe he could start getting a couple more shouts. It is going to be hard for him, though, because, I mean, like we said already, Cavani, Martial, Rashford all coming back. Sanchez is going to be starting soon. But, I mean, who knows?
I kind of think Garner.
Yeah, I mean, he's been linked with Nottingham Forest for another loan, and I really don't think that would do him much good at this point.
No. I think he needs to train with the first team all the time. He needs to learn. And he needs to be our new CDM.
Yeah, next Michael Carrick. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Give him the 16 shirt.
Yes. Who has it right now?
So Ahmad just switched to it, but everyone thinks he's going to go out on loan. I don't think he has yet. But, yeah, he switched out of 19 so that Varane could have it.
Oh, Varane wanted 19?
Yeah, I think he wanted 4, but Phil Jones is still here. So.
Yeah, get him out, dude. Get him out of my club, dude.
I mean,
why is he here?
Respect for Premier League winner Phil Jones. Probably because he's on 90,000 a week and nobody else wants to pay that. And we don't really want
to. We should give somebody money to take him. I'm serious, dude. Dude's a waste of space. I hate that. Also, like, can he really be enjoying this?
I mean, he was hurt basically all last season from a training injury, which is the most Phil Jones thing to happen, I think. Yeah. So he's back in training, I think, as of a couple weeks ago. So he's fit and healthy now if he wants to leave, but I don't know if we're going to pay his buyout. We'll see what happens.
Oh, man. Oh, God. All right. Yeah. I guess we'll have to see. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, we're in a position where Phil Jones doesn't have to start anymore, so people don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
On that note, do we have anything else?
I think I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think we're going to be good this season. Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm here for it. All right. We play Southampton this weekend. And so we'll be back next week to talk about that.
Heard. See you guys next week. Take it easy.